You're listening to your community radio station, KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K224CQ Anahola, K284AL Haleiwa. It's time for In the Garden on the Farm.
Harvest Market Natural Foods and Cafe in Hanalei.
Well, I do believe that I have I do believe that I need to say that we have a disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, staff, board members, volunteers, or underwriters. And aloha and welcome to In the Garden on the Farm. This is your weekly radio program that cultivates the passion and knowledge to grow well with plants and animals. I'm your host, Paul Massey, and I'm the director of Regeneration's Botanical Garden. And on today's show, I'm going to give you an in-depth look at the mission, vision, and action of Regeneration's community-based conservation activities here on Kauai. But first, we'd like to let you know that this KKCR program is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with our generous underwriters.
Harvest Market Natural Foods and Cafe in Hanalei is proud to support KKCR and its Ohana, offering organic groceries and produce, a cafe featuring fresh salad bar, hot meals and soups, fresh-made smoothies, and baked goods. Located in the heart of Hanalei, Harvest Market Natural Foods and Cafe, 826-0089.
Anahola Stringed Instruments is proud to support KKCR. Mickey Sussman has been building Island Koa guitars, ukulele, and violins on Kauai since 1972. Time-honored design and special orders. Prompt and complete restoration, repair, and reforestation. AnaholaStringedInstruments.com or 822-1645.
The Kauai store is located in Kapa'a on the highway in front of Kostilas. The store has authentic Kauai products, including clothing, snacks, art, coffee, crafts, and more. We even have local food samples. The Kauai Store products are also available online at thekauaistore.com.
Garden Island Hydro, assisting with all your aqua hydro soil growing needs. Nutrients, mediums, all-natural compost tea, lights, aquaponic and hydroponic components, and more in their 1,700-square-foot warehouse at Pui Industrial Park, Lahui. Family-owned and operated. Open Monday through Saturday, 246-4769, 246-GROW.
Thank you so much to our underwriters and the sounds we're listening to right now. Were the beautiful sounds I was greeted with this morning, the bird song, the roosters telling us it's time to wake up and get going, and yeah, beautiful. So this is Paul. I'm here with you for the hour. I want to let you know that beginning tomorrow, Thursday, May the 12th, we are going to be starting our spring fun drive here at KKCR. Very exciting. It's running through the 25th, and there is still time to sign up for the drawing for the two-night stay at the Hanalei Bay Resort. And if you make your donation online, kkcr.org, or call our office line, 826-7774, today is the last day you can enter for the early bird drawing. And I just want to let you know that I jumped on myself today and found it quite easy to navigate and make my donation. I signed up at the $75 level myself because I really want to wear a KKCR t-shirt. I seem to destroy them in the garden and on the farm pretty quickly. I mean, they're certainly sturdy shirts, but shirts don't get much of a chance in my world to stick around for too long, but really proud to wear one in the community and spread the word. So that was my choice, but you can also go with a sustaining membership. Take any amount deducted automatically from your account of your choice every month is a good way to give a little or a lot on a regular basis. That's also at kkcr.org. And, of course, we have our Wave Rider program beginning brief message will be aired during every live two-hour program for the duration of the 11-day pledge drive, which tallies up to over 100 mentions, and a great way to get your business or event message out to the entire island. Or you can just say that you love KKCR. Whatever your message is, give a call to the studio, or rather the office again. Laura Christine is waiting for your call, 826-7774, and she can help you craft the perfect message for the Wave Rider program beginning on our fun drive tomorrow. So check that out, and join us. Join us in continuing on this amazing, diverse radio station. I get to focus in a narrow view on agriculture and our relationship with plants and animals, but that allows so many other programmers to take their area of interest. So much great music, live talk shows, lots of news that's very applicable to both the nation and the world, with Amy Goodman every day, but weekday, but also lots of locally focused news. And gosh, when I think about how much less I would know about what's going on Kauai if I didn't have KKCR, it would be substantial. So please help us to continue that on. And so I'm going to start us with a celestial session today, turning our attention to the heavenly skies above for inspiration and guidance on our planting and harvesting projects and other soil building and care of the land. And we've got a couple different perspectives we draw from. One is the traditional Hawaiian system, looking at the moon, and we begin there thanks to Maka'ala and the good people of the Hanalei Watershed Hui for years now running, developing and producing the 2016 Hanalei Moon and Tide Calendar, and all of the great organizations that collaborate with them to make that information easy for us to access. It's really fine-tuned for Kauai. If you look at the different calendars, there's some variation depending on what island they're produced on. So this is our Kauai calendar. It's really great to have it. And today's Hawaiian moon is Kūkolu. This is in Ho'onui, the first of the Hawaiian moon weeks in the Hawaiian moon month, 10 days in length. And Kūkolu moon rose over Kauai today at 10:55 a.m., beginning that influence. She'll reach her transit, her highest point in the sky, at 5:36 p.m. this afternoon. She'll set 14 minutes after midnight tonight. 32% of the moon's beautiful face is illuminated, and we've got a little bit of fair skies here on the North Shore. I'm hoping to see her as I'm heading out to the field today for work after the show. We have the first quarter moon coming up Friday morning at 7:02 a.m. Kūkolu is the third of four Kū moons here at the beginning of the Hawaiian moon month, and it's definitely a good time for planting. And recommendations particularly would be uala, kalo, and mai'a. That would be sweet potato, taro, and bananas. They're all going to grow upright. They're going to have that firm connection to the earth and withstand any of the winds. This is a good time to plant a strong plant of those species. Kalo, it's said, will have three shoots if planted today. And in the biodynamic look at things, brought to us by Heaven on Earth Starts, another great underwriter for KKCR, we're entering the descending moon phase, which means that it's planting time. We've been doing a lot of top work on plants, but now we're back into a good time for transplanting, which I'm excited for. I've been jumping back into the nursery and getting some small plants started by seed, and I'm excited to pot them up into some 3-inch pots before they make their way into the field. So Wednesday today, the moon is in the constellation of Cancer, a water sign, and that means it's a good time to work with our leafy plants, greens of your choice. Everything's growing well this time of year. Thursday through Sunday, the moon enters Leo, a fire sign, and it's a time to work with our fruiting plants, especially good So sometimes, depending on the celestial influences, we get a real urge to plant things because everything's lining up in a good way. So this would be Thursday through Sunday. Solanums, cucumber, beans, corn, watermelon, and okra are the suggestions coming from Robin and my former co-host here on the show. And then Monday and Tuesday of next week, the moon enters Virgo, an earth sign, making it a good time to work with our rooting plants. And the some good suggestions would be beets and sweet potato. Boy, I have to mention the amazing beets that I have been enjoying myself and just even experiencing in the field over at Ken Lindsay's farm in Molawa'a. They've really got it down, and just gigantic beets they're growing there, you know, pounders and just really beautiful stuff. And so I'm hoping other farmers are having similar luck with their beets. Good soil prep and all the good things, planting, spacing, proper watering, and good environmental conditions, all leading to great production on all that stuff. So thanks again to Robin at Heaven on Earth Starts. And I got the good news from Louisa Wooten over at Kunana Dairy in a brief discussion I had with her yesterday that some new funds have been released to help make organic certification here on Kauai essentially free. So it's going to be easier than ever for producers to earn that organic certification. Certainly takes some record keeping and, of course, ultimately the right choices of amendments and other inputs into the farming system, and as well as practices that allow for that organic certification. But what a value you get when you bring your produce to market and you can say that it is certified organic. And now we don't have the financial obstacle as we had before. The state's going to pick that up, so exciting in that way as well. So I'd actually given her a call because we've been harvesting some sugar cane over at Regenerations, and we did have, I think I mentioned last week, we've had the rats in there doing a little bit of harvest before we could get out there, and just looking for a good way to sterilize, because as we know, the urine and feces of the rats can spread a terrible disease. It's called rat lungworm disease. Was pretty much isolated on the Big Island for a while, but reports are in that it's spreading, and there have been occurrences of people coming down with it here on Kauai. The big risk is fresh produce that's not cooked and properly washed. It is spread by slugs, and certainly rats themselves can be the vector as well, and it can result in a grave situation to your health, death, or permanent disability from this. So we need to be really mindful and thoughtful about that. And as we're looking at crushing sugarcane for juice, that's obviously not a cooked product. So it's important to sterilize the canes themselves in this situation I'm faced with the rats in the field. And so I've got the fairly revised, I guess, specification on sterilization of the sugar cane or any produce, really, that chlorine can be used. 25 parts per million is the ratio needed, a full minute of complete contact with the produce, and a triple rinse. That factored out, thanks again to Louisa for looking up the actual dilution. It was half a teaspoon per gallon of Clorox bleach or other chlorine-based bleach, which we know we want to be very mindful of limiting our use of, but goodness gracious, we need to keep ourselves safe out there. So do consider the impact of this particular disease as you're snacking out in the field, or maybe bringing some lettuce or other low-lying leafy crops that you may just be consuming raw, whether the slug is present or not, whether the rat is present or not at the time of harvest, we need to be especially mindful of making sure that it's safe to eat, and just be aware of that. Do a little bit of research on your own part. Rat lungworm disease, by its name alone, sounds like something you don't want to get, but let's make sure we take care of that. And today I'm sitting here in the production studio. We've got a side-by-side studio situation here. The main broadcast studio is currently under renovation. I want to give thanks to all the team putting that together. Dean's put a tremendous amount of work in. And we've got some great guys here putting in the new floor. We've got the acoustic baffling on the ceiling now. And long time overdue to keep our studio in top shape, all of the investment. And myself, programmer, as well as other programmers, kind of taking it as given that when we walk into the studio, it's going to be ready for us. So there's a lot that goes into that. And that's where the money that we're raising is going, is just keeping this humble little studio in top shape so we can continue to bring you the great programming. And so today I'm in the production studio, and I'm by myself today, no guest. So I thought I'd take an opportunity to tell you a bit more in depth about what I do when I'm not here in the studio. Makes a lot of references to the food forest, but there's really quite a lot going on in my life that ties in so beautifully to when I step in to the studio here and spend the hour with you. I'm really a very passionate, I have discovered by observing myself and hearing others say, wow, what keeps you going? What keeps you driven in what you do? And it's important for me to always be thinking about that and self-reflecting and making sure I'm on course. But I definitely was bit by the bug of relationship with the environment my whole life, really. But coming to Kauai 17 years ago and discovering how close we can be at sort of a year-round basis in relationship with the environment here, and how much it has to offer us, and how much it needs us. We often think of Kauai as a microcosm of the world, and certainly here we're faced with as many challenges to our limited resources, but the promise of what we can make, returning this place to the Garden Island, and getting involved in that, being generous with our time and effort in ways that enrich other people's lives and our future and the keiki. And so for myself personally, trying to find that place where I could sort of fit in and add value to the community, and given little opportunities, little and medium and even large scale opportunities to be involved, has been formative for me for sure. Waipa Foundation early on giving me a chance to get involved in their native plant propagation projects and gardening with a keiki, and just volunteering in any way that I can, gave me a leg up. And of course the National Tropical Botanical Garden with their internship program and their focus on plant conservation really was formative for me too. And I was looking for a way in which I could really give the most possible. And the solution I found was to create an organization from scratch. And I want to give thanks to all the people who've helped through the years. It certainly has been a collaborative effort. The vision for me about getting people involved and removing any of the barriers present to have people conserve plant diversity being so important to our future. It's really the basis of all life on Earth. All of the products that we eat, clothe ourselves with, it's all based on plants, even the petroleum coming from, the millions of years old flora and fauna deposition and transformation of basically sunlight into plants, into animals. And so even that, the things that maybe seem the antithesis of plant, the plant world, the whole sort of artificial built environment really is made of plants, if you think about it, just over a longer period of time. And with food, with medicine, with just holding the ecosystem together, the environment itself, all the ecosystem services provided by plants that moderate the environment, the climate, they bring the rain, they filter, they make pure drinking water, they continue the cycling of nutrients that's crucial to all of life on Earth here and here on Kauai. What an opportunity to step into relationship with them. So that's what drives me every day when I get up, is, you know, just following along with that relationship. And once you get involved in living organism care, it's kind of a treadmill, and the treadmill can be running at a higher and higher pace depending on how many plants we've propagated, how much land we're stewarding, and the level of detail that we'd like to go into in our soil building technique, in our commitment to improving the overall welfare of any patch of land, from the smallest garden up to, you know, the entire island, and the ways in which different individuals and organizations care for the watershed here, and all the decisions that we make that really impact that, and then, of course, going out to the ocean as well. So getting back to Regenerations, this is a 501c3 nonprofit organization co-founded with Jill Richardson back in 2006 with a mission to empower the community to be involved in plant diversity conservation, and really about providing the plant material itself, caring for it, identifying what can we best be growing, how can we make it as available as possible, disseminating information that already exists about its proper care, but also demonstrating and maybe even discovering some of the best techniques ourselves. And so that's been a process now. We're going to be celebrating our 10-year anniversary coming up here in December. And we've had a lot of changes, a lot of growth, and we've been in a lot of locations. I started out myself with a home garden and pretty much built up a small food forest on a quarter acre up there in Kapahi. There were some plants that were already established there, a lot of seedling trees that sort of blown in, and then a lot of mindful choices of plants. I was talking with Andy Sarhanis couple weeks ago about that relationship of getting plants with people and the people, the plants bringing people together. So there's been a lot of travel and just learning from other people's landscapes and coming to know the plants and coming to know their reproductive function, and basically capturing seeds, cuttings, other propagative material, and trying to nurture it as best as possible has been quite a fun journey throughout the Hawaiian Islands and beyond. We've done some international seed trading or even collection practices as well, and bringing them all home, conserving them, and sharing them. So I'd like to step you through the various interrelated activities that we do at Regenerations, starting off with our seed exchanges. We have them one or two times a year, or sometimes more often. If I look at last year, we had our main seed exchange is sort of formed in the springtime. Then we actually had participated in a seed exchange in California at the Bioneers event, and we put on a smaller seed exchange in December. That's kind of the flow we're getting into now and syncing that up with our Food Forest celebration. So chances, bigger chances each year for people to be able to bring what they've been caring for in their own places, which so greatly expands our ability to share It expands our capacity because people are caring for plants all over the island. People even come in from off-island to participate in these seed exchanges. And lots of those seeds go out, and we don't actually hear too much about probably the vast majority of them. And sometimes it's years, and they'll come back. They come back to the seed exchange, or maybe we're visiting a farm or somebody's home landscape, and there's a tree that they got at the seed exchange, and it's bearing seed, and it's bearing fruit. And it's just so rewarding to see these children sent off in their very formative form and see that they're flourishing. So that's been really exciting to see and participate in. But we've also been caring for our own landscapes as well. And so we've had various places, and right now we are centered in on land in Kalihiwai. I know a lot of the listeners have been up to see the food forest and some of our other cultivation projects, but plenty of people haven't been there as well. So I want to let you know about our land-based activities too. And we're located at Waikoa Plantation. Bill and Joan Porter graciously and generously opening the land to various organic farming practice projects, organic farms. One Song Farm as a notable participant, and as well opening the land to Malama Kauai, which opened the door for us to put Regeneration's effort in on the establishment of the community garden in 2009, and then the food forest in 2012. It's a pretty small area when you think about it. You hear about these farms that are tens or hundreds of acres in size, and this is a pretty small space, but it's packed with diversity, whether it be the community gardeners, 42 plots, about half of them are full right now, and even the ones that aren't being tended still have some pretty cool plants that have been established by previous caretakers. But there's just so much diversity in there. And then moving out to the food forest, which has been taking a lot of my attention, and I've been putting a lot of passion in there. Over 100 long-term fruit trees and so many other support species, more and more seed coming out of there too. After 3.5 years, we've been focusing in on some collection of papayas, different varieties. I brought some back from Thailand. We have some beautiful Hawaiian solo papayas, thanks to Ray Mackey of Permaculture Kauai, that we've been harvesting seeds from. And then there's a Balinese papaya that we've been giving out for the past number of years. And we've got a super tree right now that's producing fruit, and we've been saving seeds from that as well. So as time goes on, we just keep upping the tally of plants that are producing seed that we can share, provide as a backup source too, and that spills us into our seed banking project. So if we think about the food forest, it really is a living seed bank. It's a field gene bank, sometimes it's called in a technical way, but a lot of plants can't be stored in a jar. They have to be grown vegetatively. And so that's part of our field seed bank effort. As well, we have a field where we're growing some. We had grown vegetable crops last year for seed. We have a variety, different varieties of sugarcane, as well as kalo, traditional Hawaiian, and other very productive varieties of kalo growing too. So this is our living seed bank, and want to give a shout out to Paul and Wayne, who joined me in the field yesterday and put a lot of sweat and hard work into both of those locations. Back at the food forest yesterday, we were focusing in on some of the vines and trimming those nitrogen-fixing trees that are providing a structural support for the vines. We've got some beautiful Jamaican lilikoi that's now 2 years in the ground and really beginning to flower, but we need to manage the underlying framework or trellis So we did some trimming there, and then we don't want to waste any of those trimmings. We're basically creating on-site compost piles around all of our main fruit trees. We're calling them the halos or the donuts of fertility. So all of that brush cut up, put next to the soil where the microbes and other beneficial life forms can be transforming it into humus and soil, covering it over, doing some fertilization, but covering it over as well with the amazing benefit of mulch that we've received from the Highway Tree Trimming Project. So we're really wealthy in organic matter right now. So we're really trying to invest that in the system. And you can see the response of the plants is doing really beautifully. So that was some of our focus yesterday, as well pruning back some vines that maybe are duplicates or maybe threatening some of the more precious plants, and giving a particular nod to a tree that we focused in on yesterday. It's called Luna Nut. This is a rare relative of longan and lychee that is a native forest tree in Thailand and probably other places. Collected the seed a couple of years ago in Thailand at a botanical garden, and the director of the garden there was quite eager for me to establish this plant in Hawaii after he learned that it didn't exist here yet. So luckily one seedling survived the trip, and or rather to say one seed germinated successfully. It was in the nursery for a while. It looked like it was having a hard time for maybe about 6 months, getting really chlorotic in a strange way, like the whole plant kind of turned white, which is unusual. But with some fertilization, some potting up, and some extra care and maybe a little worry about it, it got it going again. And my good buddy John Bowen and I planted it out, 8, 10 months ago. And it really kind of sat there for a while, and then it has just gone through a tremendous growth spurt. And I'm realizing that it's synced up with its native habitat there in Thailand, where they have just emerged from their long dry season. So interesting to see how these plants remember their homeland, and maybe through time it's going to have a little bit of a different habit. But for now, it's growing well. We had a tree hanging over it that we needed to just make sure wasn't going to spill anything over on this young, precious tree that doesn't have very many compatriots here in the Hawaiian Islands. This could be a really valuable fruit at the markets. Beautiful, dark, glossy purple fruits, similar to longan is how it's been described to me, with an edible nut. So this is some of just an example of the diversity that we have at the food forest. A lot of rare stuff, common stuff too, and it's now is the time to really put a lot of energy in. And in a couple of years, everything's going to be much more on autopilot, but taking a lot of time and energy and focus. And when you start diving down the rabbit hole of diversity, you really can't imagine the plantings just becoming more and more dense with all of the different herbaceous plants and all that kind of thing. So we're in a planning phase of the food forest right now, just in terms of our planting strategy, our maintenance strategy, and it's exciting to see the results of our efforts so far. And as we're gathering our seeds, we are bringing our seeds to the Kauai Community Seed Bank, another pretty significant project at Regenerations, and one of the earliest ones we put considerable effort into, making our first collections in 2007 and leading up to the present day. Right now, the seed bank, it's been in a number of locations, but we're very fortunate to be currently located at Akamai Backyard in downtown Kilauea. And our beloved hostess, Felicia, who has the Kauai Soapbox Show every Tuesday from 4 to 6 here at KKCR, is an ardent adopter of permaculture. So not only are we storing processing seeds at the community seed bank, but Akamai Backyard itself, the location, is a beautiful example of how a small landscape can be transformed into an edible foodscape and harbor really important plants. I have to say, too, that I was over at Bino, who's part of our board of regenerations, and his is another example of an amazing landscape that holds so many useful, cultural, and in some cases rare plant diversity. And this is the kind of thing that all of us can do with a little bit of space. If you don't have space, you certainly can come out to our community projects on the North Shore. And then, of course, other community gardens and school gardens throughout the island can provide those places where we can join together. Church gardens, I should say, too, are great places where we can come together to share this knowledge and the examples of what's working and what's providing the right conditions for the flourishing of these plants. So back to the community seed bank, what's going on there is a fair amount of process on these seeds. We have to harvest them and care for them very quickly after they come out of the field so that they can have good longevity and good viability, good ability to sprout. So we're cleaning the fruit off. We're assorting the seeds, taking any seeds that may have been afflicted by pest or insect attack or maybe mold, and then choosing those really healthy-looking seeds, drying them down, entering them into our database. We do have our database digitally entered now, and we'll soon be offering that up on the web. And we're storing them in refrigerated conditions to increase their longevity. And we're pulling them out based on requests, needs. People, I think the easiest thing is people, volunteers, who want access to those seeds are making requests. And for the effort that they're giving to the perpetuation of the project, the seeds come back. And so I just pulled out some Spilanthes seed. This is a valuable medicinal plant known as the toothache plant. And we don't always have it growing. Probably multiple listeners who are listening right now have Spilanthes growing in their home garden. But I have to say, I haven't seen it growing in gardens or farm plantings that I've seen recently. So how will we be assured that we can have access to this seed? Well, we could buy it. There are great plant conservation organizations, otherwise known as seed companies, and Seed Savers Exchange, an amazing nonprofit organization that coordinates the efforts of seed growers from around the country, too. But there's something about getting seed that was locally grown and that you can actually talk to the person who grew it. You know that their conditions are roughly the same. Maybe you can see it growing in their garden. It's really valuable to have that locally adapted seed, the varieties that produce well here. So that's a great reason to have a community seed bank, and we're just really fortunate to have this resource. We want to make the seeds more available through our seed and plant exchanges we do. By special request, we can. Certainly, if you're volunteering at the seed bank and the seeds are being processed, that's the easiest time to sort of get your hands on them. But we need additional volunteer support to make those connections, meet requests for the seed. And so just want to invite people to get involved and participate in all of our projects. So I'm going to throw out my phone number right now, 652-7898. And this is Paul. I'm the director of Regenerations Botanical Garden, and I'm your host of In the Garden on the Farm. And love what I do, love the relationships with people and the plants. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Want to let people know, too, that we're participating in a statewide project. So another opportunity for us to get our seeds out is evolving through the Hawaii Public Seed Initiative. This is a program that's administered through the Kohala Center, and they're based on the Big Island, but we have participants from around the state growing seed, sharing their techniques. And a lot of people, I've learned, are in wet environments. We have some dry growers, but especially difficult for growing in wet environments, a lot of these temperately adapted plants. So it's great to know that other people are kind of struggling on with the same challenges, but we do have great growers who are growing indoors or drier environments, so we can really hit the spectrum of plants regardless of our environmental conditions and pool those seeds together. We've got an exciting new project where we're going to be developing an online marketplace for the seeds. And that's going to come online probably in about a year and a half. Right now, we're developing more of a formal network of seed growers within the initiative to be cooperatively growing different varieties that we can pull together and make available for online dissemination, purchase, etc. So thanks to Lynn Howe and everybody at Hawaii Public Seed Initiative for coordinating our efforts and meeting that drive from people who grow, even for, you know, commercial growers or people who are just interested in plant diversity conservation, to all join up all of our specialties and our strengths together. And so Regenerations is really proud to be part of that effort. And if that's something you're interested in too, Regenerations would, you know, pretty much any of the work we do, we could use somebody who'd like to focus in on a bit more of the development of being part of that Hawaii Public Seed Initiative, to focus in and have more coordination with the seed bank or the food forest. And as well, we are developing a 3-acre parcel for our headquarters. This has been going on for a couple of years. We've been growing seed there, but we have been receiving this amazing gift of mulch from the Tree Trimming Project, and Wailea Trees and Landscape professionals have been superb partners in providing us this engine of life, this organic matter. And we're going to be doing some plantings in relation to having all of that at our 3-acre site. Probably next week we're going to do a significant planting out there. And we're going to be putting in both vegetable crops, but we're also going to be focusing in on some of the important island diversity. I mentioned papayas before. We'll be growing some different varieties of that. We're going to be growing moringa. We are also really happy to be collaborating with various people from the College of Tropical Agriculture, and through one of our regular volunteers, Paul Miller, we received seeds that had originally come from Ted Radovich, who heads up the organic program at UH, and he's been experimenting with creating improved varieties of Moringa oleifera, more commonly known as Moringa or Marungai here, and a plant from India that has one of the most nutritious greens on the planet. And being a perennial tree, it's a really easy way to grow high quality, nutritious greens. And there's quite a diversity in Moringa. There are sort of seed lines, if you will, and there's an effort to find the best ones for producing leaf, although the pods and the flowers are also edible. People are really focusing in on the leaf production. So we're going to be trialing some new crosses of Moringa and helping to identify, working in sort of loose partnership with other growers who are receiving these seeds from the UH Organic Program, to identify which crosses are producing the best, and then hopefully producing seed from those varieties as well to share with the community. So that's going to be part of our planting for the seed center, where we'll also be building up our infrastructure and having an ability to house our seed bank and some of our educational activities for the long term. So anybody who feels support inside them to support those projects, again, I invite you to give me a call. And, you know, people of high skill level, even if it's not with plants, but it's fundraising or organization, bringing some of these projects forward and stewarding some of these projects would be greatly appreciated. So many people are happy to jump in, and finding people who have the longevity of seeing the projects through season to season is some of the capacity we're looking for our organization. So again, I'm going to throw out my number, 652-7898. Please be in touch. The last thing I'd like to touch on is this show, which really is a great opportunity for us to extend the work of our nonprofit Regeneration. So each and every week, here I am in the Garden on the Farm is the show. It's definitely a chance to highlight various growers, researchers, endeavors, initiatives, and educational programs, ways to get involved around the island and learn from people who have specialties in agriculture or gardening. So this is something that I'm really passionate about. I'm really grateful that after being a guest on this show, I was invited in by the team at the time to participate, and Cameron took me on board in a big way, and then he handed me the keys to this beautiful vehicle. And it really is a crucial way to get the message out. And so I'm sort of taking that opportunity today to say, hey, I really love the work I do. The vehicle I am driving most of the time is this effort, Regenerations. It's really given all of us more capacity to participate and care for special plants, but it really needs your help. And a real direct way to help Regenerations is to support KKCR. There are so many connections I'm able to make because I have this radio program as an entree into making relationships. There's people who really have a lot to share with our community that when you tell them you have a radio program, their ears kind of prick up and they're willing to share more of what they have, take some time out of their busy schedule to share, because they know that their message will be amplified through the airwaves and through the internet. And even if we're not tuning in for the live show, we do have archives of our radio program and all the talk programs. So once again, thank you so much, Laura Christine, for doing that extra work for us. And people can refer to the shows from the past to hear about various specialties or focuses that we do on the show, on soil building, pest and disease management, specific plants, and just people sharing their love of what they do and encouraging people to get into farming, get into gardening, get into that relationship. So that's what's driving me. Later today, I'm going to be learning how a massive chipper works. So I'm really excited for that. Certainly, we've seen them on the highway, but I'm going to be able to be there firsthand. This is a potentially dangerous piece of equipment, and I'm going to be learning from some real professionals how this equipment works. Perhaps I'll be stepping up someday to being an operator myself, but I'm going to be able to get a chance to do that. I'll be taking photos. And I'll be sharing that with you next week, what I've learned about running a massive chipper, and also getting ready, again, the seed center for some plantings coming up next week to finish off all the great work that's been done up there at Waikoa Plantation and the seed center, and again, the collaboration with the great guys of Wailea Trees, who have provided us with the mulch that we need to build soil and create the proliferation of life that leads to healthy plants. So excited to continue this work on I thank you so much for your support and urging me to just stay with my passion and stay with the vision and the mission of Regenerations, which is supporting the conservation, propagation, and distribution of plant diversity through seed banking and community-based stewardship activities. And just really super stoked to, it's like a gift to work with these plants, to be introduced to them, to introduce you to them, and share the passion. It's been a lot of fun. So thanks for tuning in. I want to let you know about some activities that are coming up or things you might like to get involved in the plant world. We do have the Kauai Farmers Union United monthly meeting coming up tonight. It's at the Anahola Clubhouse, and this is a potluck followed by a meeting. And this is 6 p.m. is the potluck, 6:30 to 8 is the meeting. And the feature tonight, our good buddy Sun Hadley of One Song Farm, longtime organic farmer on Kauai, is going to be joined by Chuck Esten, also of One Song, in discussing the Certified Naturally Grown program, a grassroots alternative to certified organic certified organic certification. Sun and Chuck are getting One Song Farm Certified Naturally Grown certified with UH Ag Extension in order to introduce the program to other farmers on Kauai and across the state. Bring your soil and cultural questions as well to these two local experts. And these guys know a lot, and it's going to be a lot of fun hearing from them. And then it's a little bit later on in the program, we're going to hear about the Jadam Korean Natural Farming Project Program. This is a new spin on Korean natural farming that I'm very excited to learn about. It's designed and developed by Master Cho's son, and it requires even more lower cost inputs than the Korean natural farming does. So it's a bit of a different system based on the same principles, but a different technique. And really, really looking forward to hearing about that at the Hawaii Farmers Union United Kauai Chapter meeting tonight at the Anahola Clubhouse beginning at 6 p.m. We also have a mushroom cultivation workshop. Tammy Davis returning with her skills and her knowledge. This is going to be Sunday, May 22nd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Kalihiwai Community Garden Greenhouse there, adjacent to the food forest at the Maluma Kauai Community Farm. And registration is now open. You can go to the Regenerations website at ribg.org. And you can find out more information about that to register, get your place. Limited seating is available for that. And so thank you, Tammy, for bringing back the mushrooms. And we're excited to be sharing this really vibrant Stropharia mushroom spawn that's been growing, as well as oyster mushroom spawn too. And you'll be going home with your own inoculations as well as the knowledge of how to perpetuate it. So as well, there is a fundraiser coming up for the Kauai Invasive Species Committee in partnership with Kauai Beer Company. The event, Drink Ale for the Aina, a fundraiser for Kauai Invasive Species Committee, is going to happen Saturday, May 21st from 11 a.m. to, 10 p.m. That's a lot of beer. Great food, really super local beer that they make there, and all the great people from KISC. They'll have prizes, and every beer purchased sends a dollar to the organization. So I know it's great. Kauai Beer Company makes this available to nonprofits. Great way to have a fundraiser. Regenerations will definitely jump on that bandwagon at some point. But KISC is up next, Saturday, May 21st, at the Kauai Beer Company for their fundraiser. And then Hanai, Colin and his team over there, they're going to have a sampling of select beer and wines this Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. and you can sample some of their newest items there at Hanai on the north end of Kapa'a. It's a great store that's focusing on local produce and meats and preserves. Boy, I've been enjoying this kumquat preserve I got from Hanai. Just about finished it up, but I've been having that on my morning toast, and it's been super good. So they have new hours as well, Thursday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Sunday and Monday from 11 to 5, and they're closed on Tuesday and Wednesday. So that's Hanai. And I'm seeing Tracy jumping into the studio here for Kauai Vibrations, so please stay tuned for that. And once again, our spring membership drive coming up starting tomorrow, but you can jump on today and get yourself in line for the drawing for the two-night stay at the Hanalei Bay Resort. And I would almost disincline you to call because now my lady's in the drawing. But I do want to encourage people to take advantage of that special offer, which expires at the end of today. So if you get it in today, you're part of the early bird team. And please consider making a donation. And we're also taking donations for food as well to feed the volunteers during the fun drive. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to answering phones and taking pledges from people as well at some during some of the other shows. I do see a lost, let's see. Is this a lost or no? This is a found dog, a yellow lab found at Blackpot Beach a couple of days ago, 8 to 10 years old. No collar. It's a male. And yes, we can give out the caller's telephone number who found the dog, 826-9034. So let's return this beloved dog to its owners, shall we? Yes, we shall. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm going to get back to the field, and love you guys. Hope to see you out there sometime soon, and tune in again next week for In the Garden on the Farm's fundraising show, and please call in with your donations at that time as well. So love you a lot. Talk to you soon, and stay tuned for Kauai Vibrations.